Recording live from San Francisco, California. This is Go Filipino. Kumusta? Welcome to Go Filipino. Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. I haven't gone outside of our apartment for the past few weeks, except for the occasional grocery shopping, vaccine appointments, and a few hours ago, I had my hair cut, but I'm scared of going out. The reason is, I'm worried that I might be next. Coming here in California, even when I was a tourist, I have been made aware of the state's history of racism, especially against Chinese, Japanese, and Filipino immigrants as early as the 19th century. And lately, with the COVID pandemic being falsely blamed on China, there has been this wave of violent assaults against Asian immigrants in the US. Seeing the video clips of elderly Asians being shoved, punched, robbed even, at first it made me angry and frustrated. Angry towards the perpetrators who pick on senior citizens because they can't fight back. Frustrated towards our local politicians for allowing hardened criminals roam the streets due to relaxed criminal laws. And then, my heightened emotions turned into worry. That if I let my guard down while on the street for even a second, someone might come up on me. I've never had to worry about that while I was in the Philippines, even when I'm out of my apartment after midnight. But now, I'm worried about my safety even when I'm out on broad daylight. I would constantly look back wherever I walk, making sure no one is right behind me. This madness has to stop. Acts of violence against the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities must be stopped. Anyway, this episode features the verbal aspects of ma, actor-focused verbs, and ma, object-focused verbs. Since these two types of verbs share the same pattern in expressing whether the action happened, is currently happening, or is anticipated to happen. Please keep on listening, subscribing, and leaving 5-star reviews wherever you listen to this podcast. If your podcast listening platform does not feature reviews like Spotify, head on over to podchaser.com. That's podchaser.com. Search for Go Filipino and post a 5-star review. The more 5-star reviews, the more often this podcast is recommended to prospective listeners. Here is a 5-star review posted on Apple Podcast by Cine Legend from the United Kingdom. I'm full Filipino and was never taught Tagalog and I really enjoy this podcast. Salamat po. Walang anuman, Cine Legend. Here's another 5-star review posted on Stitcher, this time from Ashley B. I love this podcast and I'm so happy I found it. I am Filipina, born and raised in Canada. I only understand a little bit of Tagalog and I can't speak it, while my parents spoke it here and back at home. These lessons are easy to follow, well-paced, and the explanations were clear. I like that Chris repeats the phrases and pronunciation of words multiple times. I would 100% recommend it to a friend. Good job. Maraming salamat. Don't forget to follow Go Filipino Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also, you can check out my merchandise on TeePublic, that's teepublic.com/user/GoFilipinoPod. Alright, it's time to grab your pen and paper. We will learn about the ma verbal aspects after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino. Let's continue our lesson about verbal aspects in the Tagalog language. We have previously discussed the verbal aspects of and mag actor-focused verbs. This time, we learn about the verbal aspects of actions that begin with the ma prefix. Both the ma actor-focused verbs and the ma object-focused verbs. One of my listeners asked me a few months ago, are the ma actor-focused verbs and ma object-focused verbs the same? Well, yes and no. They both follow the same pattern when it comes to verbal aspects. However, the ma actor-focused verbs do not use the ma prefix when they switch into other types of verbal focus and vice versa. It sounds confusing, but I will explain it further in this segment. Let's start with the infinitive verbal aspect of the ma verbs, which is the neutral base. Here, it is formed by simply adding the ma prefix to the verb. For example, makinig ka, makinig ka, makinig ka. It means listen up. Makinig is a ma actor focused verb. Word for word, it's makinig ka, makinig ka, makinig ka. The first word is makinig, makinig, makinig. Makinig is spelled as M A K I N I G. It is a command to listen. Makinig comes from the root word kinig, 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 which means something that is heard. And then we add the ma prefix to become an actor focus verb. And the next word is ka, ka, ka. Ka is spelled as K-A. It means you in focus form, or the main topic of the sentence. If the focus of the sentence is the person or object that you are supposed to listen to, makinig becomes pakinggan, 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 which is spelled as P-A-K-I-N-G-G-A-N. Pakinggan is a locative focus verb using the pa-an affix combination, which we have learned in lesson 40. We will learn its verbal aspects in a future lesson. Another example, baka mabasag mo ang salamin. Baka mabasag mo ang salamin. Baka mabasag mo ang salamin. It means you might break the mirror by accident. Mabasag is a ma object focus verb. Word for word, it's baka mabasag mo ang salamin. Baka mabasag mo ang salamin. Baka mabasag mo ang salamin. The first word is baka, baka, baka. Baka is spelled as B-A-K-A. It is a pseudo verb or a false verb that denotes probability. Baka closely translates to probably or might. The next word is mabasag, mabasag, mabasag. Mabasag is spelled as M-A-B-A-S-A-G. It means to break something unintentionally or by accident. Mabasag comes from the root word basag, 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 which means a crack in a piece of glassware. And then we add the ma prefix to become an object focus verb. The next word is mo. 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 Mo is spelled as M-O. It means you in non-focus form. You are not the main topic of the sentence, even though you might perform the act of breaking something by accident. After that, we have ang. 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 Ang is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker that introduces the main topic of the sentence. And finally, we have salamin. 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 Salamin is spelled as S-A-L-A-M-I-N. It means mirror, the focus of the sentence. If the focus of the sentence is at the person performing the action, mabasag becomes magbasag. 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 Magbasag is spelled as M-A-G-B-A-S-A-G. Magbasag is an actor focus verb using the mag prefix, which we have learned in lesson 34. We have also learned about its verbal aspects in lesson 43. We will continue our lesson about the ma verbal aspects after this break. We're back at Go Filipino. To create the ma completed aspect verb, which means the action already happened and was accomplished, we switch the ma prefix into na prefix, which is spelled as N-A. For example, nakinig ako ng balita. Nakinig ako ng balita. Nakinig ako ng balita. It literally means, I listened to the news, but it best translates to, I paid attention to the news. Word for word, it's nakinig, ako, ng, balita. Nakinig, ako, ng, balita. Nakinig, ako, ng, balita. The first word is nakinig. 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 Nakinig is spelled as N-A-K-I-N-I-G. It means listened. The act of listening has happened. Instead of using the ma prefix, the na prefix is used to create an actor focus verb on the completed aspect. It is followed by ako. 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 Ako is spelled as A-K-O. It means I in focus form. The speaker is the main topic of the sentence. The next word is nang. 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 Nang is spelled as N-G. It is the object marker which introduces what I listened to. And that is balita. 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 Balita is spelled as B-A-L-I-T-A. It means news, the direct object of the sentence. Another example, nabasag ko ang baso. Nabasag ko ang baso. Nabasag ko ang baso. It means, I broke the glass by accident. Word for word, it's nabasag ko ang baso. Nabasag ko ang baso. Nabasag ko ang baso. The first word is nabasag. 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 Nabasag is spelled as N A B A S A G. It means something broke by accident. Instead of using the ma prefix, the na prefix is added to create an object-focused verb on the completed aspect. It is followed by ko. 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 Ko is spelled as K-O. It means I in non-focus form. The speaker is not the main topic of the sentence. It is followed by ang, which is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker that introduces the main topic of the sentence, and that is baso. 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 Baso is spelled as B-A-S-O. It means a glass or a tumbler, the focus of the sentence. More about the ma verbal aspects after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino. To create a ma progressive aspect verb, which means the action is currently happening as we speak, the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word are reduplicated before adding the na prefix. For example, nakikinig si Laurel sa radyo. Nakikinig si Laurel sa radyo. Nakikinig si Laurel sa radyo. It means Laurel is listening to the radio. Word for word, it's nakikinig, si, Laurel, sa, radyo. Nakikinig, si, Laurel, sa, radyo. Nakikinig, si, Laurel, sa, radyo. The first word is nakikinig. 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 Nakikinig is spelled as N A K I K I N I G. It means currently listening. The action is happening as we speak. Nakikinig consists of the root word kinig, and then we reduplicate the first consonant, which is K, and its first vowel, which is I, before adding the na prefix to become an actor-focused verb on the progressive aspect. The next word is si. 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 Si is spelled as S-I. It is the focus name marker, which introduces the name of the person who performed the action and at the same time, the main topic of the sentence. That person happens to be Laurel, spelled as capital L-A-U-R-E-L. The next word is sa. 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 Sa is spelled as S-A. It is the direction marker which introduces what Laurel is listening to. And that is at radio. 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 Radio is spelled as R-A-D-Y-O. It means radio, the destination of Laurel's listening activity. Another example, tila nababasag ang puso niya. Tila nababasag ang puso niya. Tila nababasag ang puso niya. It means, it seems like that person's heart is breaking. Word for word, it's tila nababasag ang puso niya tila nababasag ang puso niya tila nababasag ang puso niya. The first word is tila. 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 Tila is spelled as T-I-L-A. It is a pseudo-verb or a false verb that expresses something is probably happening. Its closest English translation is seems like. The next word is nababasag. 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 Nababasag is spelled as N-A-B-A-B-A-S-A-G. It means currently breaking. The action is happening as we speak. Nababasag consists of the root word basag, and then we reduplicate the first consonant, B, and its first vowel, A, before adding the na prefix to become an object-focused verb on the progressive aspect. It is followed by ang, which is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker that introduces the main topic of the sentence, which is puso. 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 Puso is spelled as P-U-S-O. It means heart, the object that is breaking and is also the focus of the sentence. But whose heart is breaking? That is answered by the next word, niya. 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 Niya is spelled as N-I-Y-A. It means his or her or that person's. It is a possessive pronoun. Puso niya means his heart or her heart or that person's heart. We will continue our lesson about the ma verbal aspects after this break. We're back at Go Filipino. To create a ma contemplative aspect verb, which means the action is being considered or anticipated, the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word are reduplicated before adding the ma prefix. For example, makikinig siya sa sermon ng pari. Makikinig siya sa sermon ng pari. Makikinig siya sa sermon ng pari. It means the person will listen to the priest's homily. Word for word it's makikinig, siya, sa, sermon, ng, pari. Makikinig, siya, sa, sermon, ng, pari. Makikinig, siya, sa, sermon ng pari. The first word is makikinig. 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 Makikinig is spelled as M-A-K-I-K-I-N-I-G. It means will listen. The action is being considered. Makikinig comes from the root word kinig, and then we reduplicate the first consonant, which is K, and its first vowel, which is I, before adding the ma prefix to become an actor-focused verb on the contemplative aspect. It is followed by siya. 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 Siya is spelled as S, I, Y, A. It means he or she or the person in focus form. A third person, which is neither the speaker nor the recipient of the statement, is the main topic of the sentence. It is followed by sa, which is spelled as S-A. It is the direction marker, which introduces what the person will listen to. And that is sermon. 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 Sermon is spelled as S-E-R-M-O-N. In this context, sermon means homily, the priest's lecture during Mass. In Tagalog, sermon could also mean a severe criticism, usually uttered by a parent to a child. To differentiate between the two definitions, we usually emphasize which type of sermon it is by adding a possessive phrase such as the next word, nang. 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 Nang is spelled as ng. It is a possession marker which introduces who the sermon belongs to. And that is pari. 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 Pari is spelled as P-A-R-I. It means priest, the owner of the sermon. Another example, hindi mababasag ang garapon. Hindi mababasag ang garapon. Hindi mababasag ang garapon. It means the jar will not break. Word for word it's hindi mababasag ang garapon. Hindi mababasag ang garapon. Hindi mababasag ang garapon. The first word is hindi. 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 Hindi is spelled as H-I-N-D-I. It is a negation word, which closely translates to no or not. The next word is mababasag. 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 Mababasag is spelled as M-A-B-A-B-A-S-A-G. It means will break. The action is anticipated. Mababasag comes from the root word basag, and then we duplicate the first consonant, which is B, and its first vowel, which is A, before adding the ma prefix to become an object focus verb on the contemplative aspect. Hindi mababasag means will not break. The next word is ang, which is spelled as A-N-G. It is the focus marker that introduces the main topic of the sentence, and that is garapon. 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 Garapon is spelled as G-A-R-A-P-O-N. It means jar, specifically smaller ones like mason jars or medicine bottles. Garapon is the focus of the sentence. We will be right back after this break. Hey guys, one way to keep this podcast running is by subscribing to my Patreon. Make a pledge for $5 a month and you get early access to newly published lessons, along with loads of exclusive content and a bonus presentation at the end of each month. Also, if you pledge for 3 straight months, you will receive a 4-inch by 6-inch print featuring a text-based artwork that I created. My heartfelt appreciation to our current $5 patrons: Ollie Crouch, Doug Burden, Caroline Jane Walsh, Isaac Bu Juan, Paulo de Armas, Kelvin, Craig Putz, Christian de Malanta, Elaine, Jay Springy, Gladys Trinidad, Melinda O'Connor, Brian with a Y, Alexander Ong, Austin Oscar, LJ Ordway, Chris with a CH, Alex, Natasha Esguera, Roger Schachtel, Kirsty, Steph, Ninya Lech, Teresa Salud, John Bailey, Laurel Haynes, Bruno Leeds, Daniel, Luke V, Brian with an I, Christine Maranan, Cherian Reclusado, and Shane. Thank you so much for making this podcast possible. Please update your shipping address so you would receive the exclusive prints on time. Again, please support this podcast through my Patreon. That's patreon.com/gofilipinopod so you too can enjoy exclusive perks. And now, back to our lesson. Welcome back to Go Filipino. Let's recap what we have learned. The ma prefix is also used to express actor-focused verbs and object-focused verbs. While these two types of verbal focus follow the same pattern in creating their respective verbal aspects, the ma actor-focused verbs do not use the ma prefix when they switch into other types of verbal focus and vice versa. For infinitive verbs, the ma prefix is added to the root word. For completed verbs, the na prefix is added to the root word instead. For progressive verbs, the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word are reduplicated before adding the na prefix. And for contemplative verbs, the first consonant and the first vowel of the root word are reduplicated before adding the ma prefix. Don't forget to share this podcast with a friend or family member who might want to learn more about Tagalog, one of the most beautiful languages in Asia. I leave you now with a Tagalog proverb. Matutuyo na ang sapa, ngunit hindi ang balita. Matutuyo na ang sapa, ngunit hindi ang balita. Matutuyo na ang sapa, ngunit hindi ang balita. It means the creek will dry out, but the news will never. Some people will never stop talking about you in an unfavorable manner. The best you can do is to ignore them and just focus on yourself. Word for word, it's matutuyo na ang sapa ngunit hindi ang balita. Matutuyo na ang sapa ngunit hindi ang balita. Matutuyo na ang sapa ngunit hindi ang balita. Again, matutuyo na ang sapa ngunit hindi ang balita. Until next time, paalam! Bye-bye! This has been Go Filipino. Let's Learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. For inquiries, email me at gofilipinopod@gmail.com. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for the theme song, Rainbows. Thank you.